Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investment? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 7956.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice, licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
You got your headphones. Good, good.
I've done this a couple times.
Have you?
Yeah.
Good, good. And Janae probably told you I'm a loon anyway, so that's good.
She had nothing but good things to say about you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Told her she has to stop lying. Like
Oh, cute.
Here we go. And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take. How your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We're very focused, Joe. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, first-timer on Ron Siegel Radio. Tiffany Tony is with us. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone, future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And, of course, we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. I like to celebrate. Usually it's with a martini, but it's a little early for that today, so we'll just stick with checking out the daily celebration log for this wonderful day. National Grammar Day? Yeah, I don't know if we're going to go with that one. Marching Music Day? National Suns Day? I have three of them, so I guess I can go with National Suns Day, as long as they're not talking about the Phoenix variety. Yeah, I know. Hug a GI Day. They might get a little upset if I tried to hug them, so I think I'll stick away from that one as well. Having beaten anorexia, you probably know that I will stick then with National Pound Cake Day. Yes, indeed. We'll go with the pound cake. Putting some strawberries on top of that, a lot of whipped cream, maybe a little Nutella. I digress. I shouldn't go there. Let's take a look at what the markets are doing today. It's been not a rocky ride today. Has not been rocky. Markets have been up all day long. We're up over 500 points as measured by the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Up 53 points on the S&P 500. The NASDAQ is up 130 points. Gold down $2. Oil 42 cents. What is happening in the markets? Well, pretty simple. It all has to do with Super Tuesday. And yes, I know it's Wednesday, so don't go calling me. Don't go putting messages up on the Facebook feed, which, by the way, you can put messages right there on the Facebook feed, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook, and we'll be able to see those messages live here in the studio. But Super Tuesday, that's what it's all about. Bernie, he got the burn. Yeah, I think there's a problem with him. They're looking at him saying, you know something, I think Bernie might be getting knocked out. Didn't do quite as well as he was expecting or as he was hoping. Yeah, in Calizuela, we picked Bernie, but a lot of the rest of the country did not select Bernie. That's a good thing. We like to stay as a capitalistic society. We're not looking for all the garbage that Bernie is spewing. That's another one of those good things. My ears are rattling here a little bit. I didn't even have the martini. My ears are still rattling. We got some craziness going on there. But the idea here is Bernie not doing nearly as well. We saw that Mayor Bloomberg, what is $700 million just doesn't go quite as far as it used to. Apparently, He could not get hardly any traction in his campaign for the White House. $700 million he spent. You know, for maybe 10% of that, I would have told him that he's worthless, right? But he had to wait until Super Tuesday to find the rest of the country telling that. $700 million. So he's now endorsing sleepy Joe Biden, who's not sure whether he's running for Senate or president. He's not sure if it's Super Tuesday or Super Thursday, but a lot of the country likes that, apparently. They don't want to know whether it's Super Tuesday or Super Thursday. But that's why the markets are doing so well. I'm looking at the healthcare stocks. They've really done well today because Medicare for All, which is good for nobody, apparently is going down to defeat. Just throw that out there because of the burn. Pocahontas, you know, she didn't get much traction either. She couldn't even win her own state. That's not a good piece of information for her, but we don't worry about that either. We're just, the markets is what we've been watching. That's why we're talking about this whole idea. Let's see what else is going on in the daily briefing today. So we talk about Bernie. He likes California. Maybe he'll buy another house here, because I know that in the debates he was saying that he's got to have several houses as a socialist. I'm figuring, why is that? But he's got his Vermont house. He's got his summer house. He's got his D.C. house. Now he might want a California house, because that's apparently who likes him, is the California voter. The one thing I'm really glad about, and I shared this with another individual that I'm friends with in the media, I can actually start watching television again. I don't know about you, but I was tired of seeing all of the loony Tom Steyer commercials, right? Maybe he's gone back into his cave in Northern California. Mayor Bloomberg, maybe he'll go back to one of his nine mansions and we won't see his commercials anymore. And being that California, we know we're going to vote for the Democrat, whoever the Democrat candidate might be. Look at the bright side. We might not have to watch any more political commercials, and that is probably a good thing. Yeah, even our audience likes the idea of no commercials here. So that's a good one. So let's see what else is going on in the news here. Love looking at the pictures of Joe Biden screaming, not knowing what day it is. Bernie Sanders upset about everything. Then scroll down here a little bit further and just watching some of these things. Bloomberg, you ever seen anybody as stoic as Bloomberg? Now, you look at the pictures of him. He doesn't move his mouth. He doesn't laugh. He doesn't smile. Tells a joke. He doesn't know it's a joke. I just throw that out there. Fascinating. So we'll be interesting seeing what's going on with the president coming up, about how he talks. No more mini Mike. We still have crazy Bernie. Pocahontas is still there. Joe doesn't know what day it is, so it doesn't matter there. What else going on in the markets? How about the coronavirus? Can somebody help me, please? You know, and I know we've got seven listeners this morning, but can somebody help me? I understand the idea of Costco running out of water, but running out of toilet paper, right? I mean, do we have to stockpile toilet paper? Now, if you didn't stockpile, you know, food, you're probably not going to have a whole lot of use for toilet paper. I'm just throwing that out there. I am no doctor. We had a doctor here yesterday. I didn't ask him that question. But, you know, we know the coronavirus is here. It's going to go away in the next couple of months. It'll be back probably in the summer, in the wintertime again. You know, we know that there's been more than 90,000 cases, 70 countries, 3,100 deaths. I get it. And I know that's why now is the time for you to be looking at your home financing, because the markets are scared. When the markets are scared, that's a good time for you to act. You know, it's just one of those things. Now, the mortgage-backed securities, they're flat today. 10-year Treasury, it's an all-time low. Actually, it was intraday low more yesterday, but 0.963. If you're a senior citizen, that is painful. Right, because that's what you're living off of, is that fixed income, and when you're getting less than 1%, that is not good. You're not gonna have to worry about stockpiling toilet paper, because you're not gonna need any, because you're not gonna be around very long. You're not gonna be eating very much. We might have to stockpile Spam. Well, that might be an issue. By the way, Spam and Beyond Meat, is there any difference in those two? I just questioned that one there. Moving right along, let's see what else is in our daily briefing today, what we might want to be talking with you about. Joe Biden is always in the front-runner status again. Fed flash rates, yes, I know they dropped them a half a point. If you are questioning whether that's going to have a major impact on home loans, I will be shooting a short video later today for you. So watch our social media channels. You'll see what the impact is from the Federal Reserve cutting that half point. But I will tell you this, the half point, I don't guarantee a whole heck of a lot on Montego Radio, but that half point reduction is going to have no effect on the coronavirus. I'm just going to tell you that. It's not like a vaccine doesn't work that way. It's not going to do anything there, so just beware. Did you watch this one? And here's another one. I got to love this. So we have a deadly tornado in Tennessee. And a federal judge says we must keep the voting booths open an extra 2 hours. What effect does that have on the voting booths? Right? I mean, if you're going to go vote, if the voting booth is gone, if it was lifted in the tornado, it's gone. It's not coming back in 2 hours, Judge. I'm just throwing that out there that it may not have an issue. You know, I'm just a simple guy. But maybe somebody else can help me with this one. Moving right along, what else is going on? Russian President Vladimir Putin proposes attaching a constitutional ban on same-sex marriage to a broader referendum that would keep him in power past 2024. What does same-sex marriage have to do with keeping Vladimir Putin in office? Right, that's Russia. They tell you what you're going to do anyway. If they don't like it, they shoot you. It's not the United States. I wonder what, why is that even in the briefing? President Trump makes the first direct phone call by a U.S. president to a Taliban leader. I guess he wanted to fight. I'm just going to throw this out there. So the president calls the Taliban leader. And then a couple hours later, we see that we had a U.S. airstrike on the Taliban. Do you think they had caller ID and they were triangulating where the guy was? I'm just questioning that one right there. Hasn't come out that he's gone yet, but it could be the case. You're listening to Ron Fio Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we've got a great broadcast lined up for you. Although I say that every day, I think it's kind of funny when broadcasters say that. See, I'm in on the production of it, and then I tell you it's a great broadcast. Seems a little straightforward, it should be. We're going to talk about real estate is soaring, but not like 2008. Listener question, I filed bankruptcy and can't get approved for a credit card. Hey, for those of you that are watching us, ronsiegelradio.tv, you can see the new book we're going to talk about, The Beauty of Your Strength. Well, no one's ever accused me of beauty, so can we put Beauty and the Beast? Maybe someone would get upset with that. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay will be available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. We are clear. Okay. So in the next segment, I'll do a sponsored story.
Okay.
Which will last about 1 to 2 minutes. Then it'll be just you and I chatting.
Okay.
We'll go to break. Then we'll come back. I'll do another sponsored story. You and I'll chat.
Okay.
And we'll do it a third time.
Perfect.
And that'll get us through the hour.
Yay. Thank you again.
Certainly. Good things instead of all the loony stuff that we see all the time.
Yeah, I think so. I think people needed it right now. Yeah.
There's a lot of loons out there.
I know.
As you can tell, I kind of keep my opinion to myself.
Are you from Orange County?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my wife kids me because she tells everybody I've lived in one zip code my whole life, which is almost true.
Yeah.
I migrated all the way from West Anaheim to East Anaheim.
Quite the trip.
Yeah, it's long. It's been a long time.
I like it here. Everyone's really nice. Yeah, even at the gas station, people were just so friendly. I was like,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I live in Woodland Hills, but I moved here from Washington, D.C.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There you go. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products. You got the phone. Call me, 800-306-1990. I will put you in touch with the right folks. You can text me, you can email me, you can send a courier pigeon, however you want to reach us, it's fine. Dow Jones Industrial Average now up 540 points, S&P 500, it is up 51 points, the NASDAQ up 139 points. We get that little theory here, what's going on? Everything's up. Mortgage-backed securities are up 2 basis points. Don't worry about the basis point thing, it just means it's up very little. 10-year Treasury down 5 basis points, that's the yield, it's down as well. So here's the issues that you need to know, because as I share with you on a regular basis, all that information is available on the super secret website, google.com. What you tune in to Ron Siegel Radio for is the why. Why is all of this happening? Well, yesterday the Fed cut rates by 50 basis points. I'd like to say it's like a Three Stooges type move, and I should have the soundtrack on here from the Three Stooges. I used to have it on there, but maybe I don't. Maybe I'll get it back. Fed rate cut is not going to help things and certainly is not a vaccine for the coronavirus. All it did was show that the Fed does not know what to do. And yesterday, the Fed cut rates by 50 basis points in a Three Stooges-like move. Fed rate cut is not going to help things, certainly not a vaccine. All it did, again, I think I'm saying the same things over. My report might have been duplicated. The wild ride, though, is continuing the market today with stocks rebounding roughly 500 points. With bonds, don't believe the rally. Mortgage-backed securities, again, they are up a little bit. The 10-year is settling fresh new all-time lows. Mortgage Bankers Association reported that mortgage application volume was up 15.1% last week. Applications to purchase a home were down 3%, still up 10% year over year. Refinances have soared, as we mentioned. You got to do that strategically, get it the right way. First of two jobs reports released this morning. ADP report showed that there were 183 job creations in the month of February, stronger than expectations of 170 to 175,000. Last month's report, however, was revised lower by 82,000 jobs. Now, let's think about that. They missed the number by 82,000 jobs. If I got my numbers wrong by 82,000, that's like 30%. I think we might have a real problem there, but that's the way the economists work. That is the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star, they've got the programs and the products. You just need to make a call, 800-306-1990. This morning, we've got our featured guest in the studio with us.
And I just looked at the back of this book, and I love this concept, because in this day and age, when we listen to Looney Tom Steyer and we listen to some of the, all the political garbage, and I'm not sure it matters what side of the aisle you're on, there's a lot of political garbage out there that nobody wants to hear, nobody cares about, especially, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I look at this book, and it says, The Beauty of Your Strength, a 30-day guide filled with positive affirmations. Welcome, Tiffany Tony.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
So what made you decide to write this book?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more in terms of the negativity that exists all over television, all over social media. And for me, I found myself sort of climbing into a hole, and I just felt like I was experiencing one obstacle on top of another in life, and I felt really beaten down. And then as I started sort of confiding in people about that, I realized that I wasn't alone in that. So I was like, you know, if this is a gift that I have, if I am a good writer, then I need to use that gift to help people and help them empower themselves. So, yeah.
That's nice. I mean, because, you know, I look at the social media channels anymore, and, yeah, we've got a few, you know, a little community that we've built on social media.
Right.
But you hear, you know, you very rarely, I mean, I know one person, my son Mitchell, who comes up with a positive affirmation every morning and posts something really positive. And I hear people all over the community making comments about, you know, it's nice to see that.
Right. Absolutely.
And then it's followed right by somebody who's complaining about this or complaining about that, or somebody cut them off on the streets. And
right.
We don't think about the fact that, you know, maybe they're having a bad day.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, let's be real. We can't avoid negative experiences. It's
sure.
Just part of life. And we're not going to like everybody that we meet. We're not always going to be positive people, but if we can try to find the silver lining in situations that we're experiencing, then I think it makes life better for everyone, you know?
And you know something, that sometimes it's with the individuals that, you know, maybe they're not as accomplished, right? They've got a more subtle way about them.
Mm-hmm.
And all they do, if you kind of, I shouldn't say program them, but you kind of program them.
Absolutely.
To write, you know, let's talk about the positive of everybody.
Yeah.
And look for the positive.
For sure. For sure. And I mean, like I said, I'm not one to judge. I was in a position in life where I was drowning in negativity. And then one morning I heard this voice, be it God or consciousness or whatever you want to call it. It
sure.
Woke me up and it was like, write this down. And so every morning for about 6 months, I was getting these like positive messages, and I was writing them down, and I knew I was like being helped and guided to write these. And so at the end of all of this, I was like, well, what do I do with these affirmations that I've written? And I posted a few of them on Instagram, and people responded really positively. And then a publishing company reached out after seeing them, and they were like, hey, you know, are you serious about making this a book? What do you want to do with this? We really like it, you know. And from there, I was like, okay, this is an opportunity to help heal myself and to give other people the tools to do the same.
So, you know, part of what you said there, a lot of folks don't understand, I think, because I talk to a lot of different people around the state, you know, and in some of the speaking that we do, and people don't realize that there's opportunity if you keep your eyes open.
Absolutely. There's opportunity everywhere we go, as long as we're open to it and we're looking for it.
And isn't it nice when that opportunity comes in a positive light?
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, your book here, you know, obviously I haven't read it. I don't know how to read if it's...
well, guess what? That's your copy now.
Oh, thank you. I'll have to find somebody who can read to me.
I'll read it to you.
Right? But I look at the way you've done this, and you've got the affirmation at the beginning, and then space for someone to put, you know, how this, what it means to me. How did I internalize?
Absolutely. And I, you know, at first I just had the affirmation, and then I had, you know, questions for the reader to answer. But when I was speaking to the publisher and speaking to myself, I realized that I needed to be more vulnerable and actually talk to the readers about my own life experience and to share with them that, you know, I'm not perfect and I've felt alone. I've felt beaten down by society. I've felt, you know, as though I didn't know what my purpose was. And I think a lot of people feel that way, and they just need to know they're not alone and that there are solutions, you know, that we can find within ourselves. So
as long as you're listening, and I like the idea that you wrote these things down as they're coming to you,
mm-hmm.
so that you can, you know, that you get to refresh or review.
Absolutely.
we're going to talk more with Tiffany Tony about the beauty of your strength. Find out where that title came from as well. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. We're clear. Good job.
Thank you. I can get long-winded sometimes.
That's fine. We got good time.
Love the idea of doing these things.
Thank you.
Smart.
Yeah, I realized I'm probably going to have to write another one because it's a short read, you know, but yeah, the response has been positive.
That's it?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. And it's from all people, like 60-year-olds to 17-year-olds from all over. Just, it's not one demographic, it's so many people.
Nice. I don't know about those voices in your head, though. So I got those in my head, and they're kind of scary sometimes.
Oh, no.
They didn't scare me.
Well, you got to talk back and tell them what you want to do.
Maybe that's it. There we go.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text Nest, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. If you already have your dream home, text SLT Home Digest to 79564. SLT Home Digest. Find out exactly what the county recorder knows about your property. Find out what the market thinks about your property. It's all there. Real estate is soaring, but not like 2008. Unlike last year, the residential real estate market kicked off 2020 with a
bang.
Not that bang, guys. In their latest monthly mortgage monitor, Black Knight proclaimed, and I quote, "The housing market is heating entering 2020, and recent rate declines could continue that trend, a sharp contrast to the strong cooling that was seen at this same time last year." Zillow revealed they're also seeing a robust beginning to the year. Jeff Tucker, Zillow economist, said, quote, "Our first look at 2020 data suggests that we could see the most competitive home shopping season in years, as buyers are already competing over homes for sale, unquote. Buying demand is very strong. The latest showing index from Showing Time reported a 20.2% year-over-year increase in purchaser traffic across the country. That's sixth consecutive month of nationwide growth and the largest increase in the history of the index. The even better news is that buyers are not just looking. The latest existing home sales report from the National Association of Realtors showed that closed sales increased 9.6% from a year ago. This increase in overall activity has caused Zelman & Associates to increase their projection for home price appreciation in 2020 from 3.7% to 4.7%. Are we headed for another housing crash like we had last decade? Whenever price appreciation begins to accelerate, the fear of the last housing boom and bust creeps into the minds of the American population. The pain felt during the last housing crash scared us deeply, and understandably so. The crash led us into the Great Recession of 2008. If we take a closer look, however, we can see the current situation is nothing like it was the last decade. As an example, let's look at price appreciation for the 6 years prior to the last boom, 2006, and compare it to the last 6 years. If you are watching us on RonSingerRadio.tv, you will see that I've got a chart showing these numbers for you. There's a stark difference between these two time periods. Normal appreciation, 3.6%. So while current appreciation is higher than the historic norm, it's certainly not accelerating beyond control as it did leading up to the housing crash. Today, the strength of the housing market is actually helping prevent a setback in the overall economy. In a recent post, Odetta Kushi, deputy chief economist for First American, explained, and I quote again, "While the housing crisis is still fresh on the minds of many and was the catalyst of the Great Recession, the U.S. housing market has weathered all other recessions since 1980. With the exception of the Great Recession, house price appreciation hardly skipped a beat, and year-over-year existing home sales growth barely declined in all the other previous recessions in the last 40 years. In 2020, we argue the housing market is more likely poised to help stave off recession than fall victim to it. The bottom line, the year started off very nicely for the housing market. If you're thinking of buying or selling, give me a call, 800-306-1990. Let's chat about it. Let's see what's right for you, what's right for your family. That's the Real-Time Real Estate segment. Again, brought to you by the Real Estate Professionals of Ron Segal Radio. Text and NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. SLT Home Digest to 79564. We're going to continue our conversation. Tiffany Tony is the author of The Beauty of Your Strength. If you're watching us again, we're on RonSingerRadio.tv. You can actually see the book right here, the author right there next to us. So you're talking before, during the break, I mentioned I have this problem that I like to talk to myself, and I hear these voices, and it scares people if I ever tell them what those voices say. Your book is all about positivity.
Absolutely. I think we all hear voices. It's just a matter of which ones we want to entertain, you know?
Oh, is that it? Okay.
I think so. I mean, I can only speak for myself.
So you entertain the good ones. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me a little bit, what your life experiences to get to this point, writing this book.
Wow. So I grew up in a military family.
Okay.
Moved a lot. And, when you move a lot, you're constantly adjusting and adapting and trying to find yourself in the midst of every new place that you're living in. And that can be a lot sometimes for a kid, And I realized, okay, I'm an adult now. I live in California. I'm making my own choices. And throughout all of that, I faced a lot of obstacles back to back to back. And I started dealing with depression in a way that wasn't really healthy. And I realized, okay, I'm in this place that feels like rock bottom. And how do I pull myself up from here? And as I started confiding, with close friends about this, I realized that a lot of them were going through the same thing,
Wow. But
they weren't telling anyone. And they were posting on social media as if everything was okay, as we all do, I think, all the time.
Sure.
And I realized that a lot of us were just going through life faking it. And I said, I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to fake it anymore. I do want to heal from the negative experiences and relationships and things that have left me, I guess, scarred, so to say, and I realized that I wasn't alone in that. And so
that's kind of fascinating because you don't usually associate vulnerability with somebody that comes from a military family background.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting you say that because I think that whole perspective of what it means to be militant is like that everyone's always strong and no one has any vulnerabilities. But the fact of the matter is that a lot of us are just faking it to get by. And so we have all these traumas that stack up on top of each other and we just bury them because we're like, well, I still have to go to work or I still have to raise my kid or I still have to, you know, put on a smile for social media today. And so we bury all of these things that have happened to us and then we never address them. And then eventually the weight becomes heavy. And at some point or another, we have to address those things.
That's the interesting part is at some point, and a lot of people don't want to realize that, at some point we have to address the issue.
For sure.
And unfortunately, in a lot of the military world, we're seeing way too many of them addressing it the wrong way.
Yeah, and I think PTSD is a real thing, not just for people who have been in the military, but for all of us. I mean,
sure.
From relationships that have gone wrong, domestic violence, or, you know, being in a traumatic situation with maybe a single parent home or whatever it is
right.
That was traumatic to you, you're going to suffer PTSD if you don't address it.
So how does the book help us open up a little bit? How does the book do that for you?
So the book consists of a positive affirmation that the readers have access to every day. And I share a little bit of vulnerability about myself within each chapter. And then I ask the reader three questions that force them to kind of look within and to ask themselves, you know, how do I heal from this? Are there traumas that I haven't addressed? And what does this positive affirmation mean to me? And how does it resonate with me? So it really forces the reader to take an honest look and have conversations with themselves that maybe they were putting off.
Does it give us any indication of how we might open up a little bit? Maybe we might open ourselves being a little vulnerable?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The affirmations actually encourage vulnerability. You know, a saying that I always heard growing up was, the truth hurts.
Sure.
But I think the truth only hurts if we're lying to ourselves, you know, and so we have to stop doing that. We have to start being honest and getting to the root of who we are and figuring that out through conversations with ourselves. And that's pretty much what this book is. It's a conversation with, the reader is having a conversation with themselves.
Do the chapters grow on each other? Because I mean, I look at here and there's 30 chapters.
Yeah.
So what do we do after 30? I mean, I still got those voices talking at me.
Well, it is a 30-day guide.
Okay.
You can do all 30 days in a row, or you can read one chapter a week. You know, however it's convenient for your schedule. But the good news is, Ron, that I will be writing another one.
Oh, nice.
So I won't leave you hanging.
Okay, good. So if, you know, I can read 30 chapters. I haven't read 30 chapters.
They're very short chapters, 2 to 3 pages.
And they got big types. Yeah. I can actually see them.
Exactly. I thought about you.
All right. Nice. Yeah, and I kid people all the time because I don't read anything other than maybe some of the stuff for our show. I'm an Audible type person. I love books. But...
Well, it will be coming to Kindle soon. So if you want to do that, or I can just, you know what, I'll do a voice recording of each chapter specifically for you.
There we go. Do you have a social media channel or a group on Facebook where people can go and...
So the book is actually on Amazon.
Okay.
And people can find it there. The Beauty of Your Strength, Tiffany Tony. And I am on Instagram. I am on other social media platforms, but my Instagram is Tiffany_Tony_TV.
TV?
Yeah.
So you do TV too?
I do.
We're going to talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets more with Tiffany Tony. We'll chat with you then. And I've also got a quick little story that we'll try and get in. I don't know if I'll get it in or not. But it is a listener question. I filed for bankruptcy and can't get approved for a credit card. What do I do? We're going to talk about it. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. We're clear.
Yay.
Tell our age difference. You're on the Instagram so much more than I'm on old man stuff.
Well, you've heard of TikTok?
Yeah.
I don't like it, but I think that's where the world is headed.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just because there's a lot of questions about it being, you know, tied in so much with China and... Followed by Janae Noonan. Mm-hmm. Troublemaker.
So I posted also my, I wrote and produced a web series called Jade Rising. It's a sci-fi. And so I post those episodes on Instagram.
I'm not smart enough to find that stuff in here.
I'll help you.
Yeah, I don't.
Here. So this is, I don't know if you have time to watch a little clip of it, but the.
I've got 33 seconds.
Oh, well then, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll see the video. Mm-hmm. I'll get it. I post stuff on here, my team does, and I. Okay, whatever. Here we go. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report, and it's wrong. They all are wrong. I've looked at them for many decades, more than I should even be talking about. And so far, I haven't seen any that are completely accurate. Not one credit report. I've looked at hundreds, maybe thousands of credit reports. Never, ever do I see one that's completely accurate. Credit Sanitizer, they've got the solution. Jeff Sipes and the Blue Water team, they'll help you out. Question here, prior to filing bankruptcy 2 years ago, one of my store cards is the only thing that got us through Christmas. I did not list it on our bankruptcy, so the limit is high, and I've kept up with payments. But I still have about $3,500 that I want to transfer to a card with a 0% APR for 15 to 18 months to get it paid off. My credit is 711 and rising, but I cannot get approved, I'm assuming because of the bankruptcy. Do I have other options? Well, first off, getting a 711 credit score after bankruptcy, that's worth doing some good stuff. And ironically, you were able to keep that card. That doesn't always happen. But it may just be the issue of there are different cards that have different requirements. You might have to start small, right? Look at there's several different credit cards that you can generally get. It may not be the ideal one. It may not have the balance that you want. But the idea here is you might have to start small. I highly recommend in almost all situations, not always, but in most situations, have four or five credit cards. And why do I say four or five credit cards? You probably have four or five regular monthly bills that you can pay with a credit card. That would be your electric bill, your gas bill, your cable bill, your cell phone bill, your internet bill. Right? Those are all monthly. Most of those are fairly fixed amounts. So you take out a credit card for each one of those, pay each item on that credit card, go to your bank. I don't know any banks right now that don't have online banking and automated payments. And you set up a payment every single month for the amount that your utility bill is, roughly. Right? So that way you're always on time and you're continually building your credit over time. That will help you keeping your credit utilization correctly low. I've talked to you about that before. If you don't remember how to keep that credit utilization as low as possible,
then give me a call at 800-306-1990. Pay the bills the right way. Most people, 99% of the people, do not pay their credit card bills the right way. So give me a call if or listen to one of our past shows. We've told you how to do that the right way. Get your credit scores higher. And over time, it might take 6 months, but then you'll be able to get a credit card that has a higher balance transfer opportunity to take care of doing exactly what you're talking about. So it might take you a little bit of time, but it'll work. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. We are continuing our conversation this morning. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, I've got it on the screen, the college cost stressing you out. We're going to be doing a webinar on how to increase your college financial funding, the planning. So if you want more information on that, if you want to get more money for college, just give me a call, 800-306-1990. We'll show you how to get the free money. And today is the last day for Girl Scout cookies this year. We've got our double dipping once again. Helps my waistline when I talk about Girl Scout cookies the way we do them. Tiffany, you like the way we do them on Ron Siegel Radio because there's no calories in the ones that I do. So the way we do this is you send us any amount of money, $5, $25, whatever it is. We take it over to a local young lady here in Yorba Linda, California. She buys the cookies, and the agreement that I have with her and her family, is every cookie that we buy, they take over to, this year we're going to Orangewood Home. Right, so we're going to benefit the foster kids, the program over there. They get the cookies. We don't have the waistline issues. Everything is good for everybody. And if you buy 5 boxes, $25. Ron Siegel Radio, we're going to send you a $100 restaurant, Dining Guru restaurant certificate. So everybody wins. And, you know, you want to go to one of those healthy places if you want to worry about your waistline. I obviously don't. So the Girl Scout cookie today is the last day. We're going to continue our conversation. Tiffany, tell me, you're talking before the break, you started telling me you're on TV too?
Yes, I work as a writer and a producer of content. And a film that I worked on called Lazarus actually just screened at the Pan-African Film Festival, which is a festival that promotes diversity in film. And we are working on right now figuring out where that film is going to go, whether it's going to be on Netflix or Hulu or one of the other streaming platforms. We're hoping to know something in the next month or so that we can sort of let people know. And we're hoping to have it in theaters as well. So
you wrote it?
I did not actually write that one. I did help with production on that. And I have a couple lines in the film as well.
Nice.
As an actress, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but what I did write is Jade Rising, and it's a sci-fi miniseries that is on Instagram TV or IGTV, as people call it. So people can watch that on my Instagram page.
Tell us that page name again.
Tiffany_Tony_TV on Instagram.
Darn, I'd have to write that one down just because it takes me forever. Tiffany,
I'll email it to you.
Wait a second. We've got it here. I might have to go, and we'll see if I can get this. Every once in a while on social media. Whoa, hello there. Those voices in my head again, they're talking to me. So, Tiffany, I'm going to try and see if I can figure out how to get this to appear right here on the bottom of our screen.
All right.
So we're going to put in here, follow Tiffany at, you said it's Tiffany?
Underscore.
Tiffany underscore.
T-O-N-E-Y.
T-O-N-E-Y.
Underscore TV.
TV.
Huh?
On Instagram.
Yes.
Let's see if will that pop up on our screens right now?
Maybe.
See, look, that's right there. It is right there on the collar. What do you know?
Look at that.
So we're able. Every once in a while, the technology works for us. So you can actually see your whole show right there on Instagram.
Yeah, the episodes are anywhere from 3 to 5 minutes long. They're short, and there's 10 of them. So this.
Great for my attention span.
Exactly. This week, episode 4 is dropping, and it's amazing. And I'm not just saying that because I'm in it. But
it's kind of like when I say that we've got a great show lined up because I wrote it.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you're doing the same
thing. I got to take advantage, right?
There you go. So what is it? Sci-fi.
Yeah, so the premise is this guy, he falls in love with this woman and she...
That's new.
I know, right?
That's very creative.
So original, right? She dies, and so he builds a time machine to bring her back to try to rekindle their love and start fresh. But there's a twist, of course, because it's a sci-fi. So you've got to watch to find out.
Got to watch to find out what the twist is.
Yeah.
Okay. only twist I know about is on my vodka, but we're not going to go there today.
It's early for vodka.
It's
not even
10
a.m., Ron.
Well, that's okay. It's always time for vodka.
5 o'clock somewhere, I guess.
Okay, so we've got that right here lined up for the end of the broadcast today. So we have to know my secrets
I'm
here.
I'm a psychic.
and you know something? We've got something in common because you're psychic and people tell me I'm psycho. So
close enough.
Exactly. I guess that's... So the book, so what's your next book? When's it going to come out?
So I'm actually working on my next book now. I haven't decided what the title will be yet, but I know it's going to stay along the same lines of positivity and just encouraging people to find their best selves. With the next book, I really want to talk about finding purpose, because a lot of us work jobs that we hate, let's be honest.
Sure.
I mean, except for you, of course.
Have fun.
But and I think everybody deserves that in life, to find a way to make their passion their career. And so that's really what I want to focus on with the next book.
And that is so important. I tell people that one all the time. I've told my own kids the same thing. Mm-hmm. If you're not out there if you don't enjoy what you do every day, and don't worry about the money.
Right.
Money will follow you if you go out and have a good time every day. If you're not getting up and dreading, if Sunday night comes, you're saying, oh gosh, I have to get up tomorrow to go to work.
Absolutely.
Right? That's a horrible way to live. Right?
I've been there.
Yeah.
Have you ever been there?
I have. Yeah. I have. You know, there's some areas, and generally what I do is I just get rid of it.
Right.
And you go a different direction, and you say, you know something? I'd rather make a little less and have a better quality of life, because I can't be good to my family if I'm an unhappy, miserable SOB.
Absolutely.
Right? So.
I also wanted to say, I don't know if you like the cover or not, but I really like the cover of the book.
Yeah.
And I just had to say that I wanted to thank James Black, who actually did the photo shoot and designed this cover for me. He's amazing. And China McCoy, as well as R.L. Scott, who is my mentor. These guys have supported me so much through this process. And I just, another tidbit or a little bit of advice is just find a core group of people who believe in what you're doing and love you. And you don't need 300 friends. I mean, if you want to have them on social media, that's fine. But just finding a small core group of people who allow you to be vulnerable and be yourself and really push you to be the best version of yourself. That's really what helped me to get there.
And that's a great, great, great counsel. I mean, we've got 50, 60,000 connections on social media,
mm-hmm.
but that's not a core group of people.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, I'd love to meet everybody, but I've probably met 5%, 1%, something like that, right?
Yeah.
And I can't remember anybody, so I don't even remember myself even looking in the mirror, right? So the idea is, what you're right, is find that small group of people that are going to tell you like it is,
yep.
and give you a kick in the backside when you need it.
Absolutely.
And be real.
Yeah.
Great information. I love the concept here. I hope you'll get a copy, your copy. I got mine. Amazon.com, I guess, is the place to get it. The Beauty of Your Strength. Tiffany Tony is the author. Go get it where great books are sold. And remember, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or need any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Bye. Thank you.